all those new Amazon products announced this week. I'm Jefferson Graham, and I'm here with Brett Kinsella from VoiceBot.ai. Both of us covered the Amazon event. We heard about so many new products, whether it be a flying automatic security drone for the home, a video chat device that rotates on its chassis, round Echo speakers, car security cameras, so many. And I'm just going to hit Brett with the question that I think everybody would love to know. Brett, if you had to choose one of those, what's the one product that you're most excited about?
Well, I think I'm most intrigued by the security drone for the home. I just like, it's something I had not considered as an option. And you think about this, I don't have cameras in my home, but if I did and I wanted to do coverage, I wouldn't be able to cover every room, every angle. There's always going to be some gaps. So this idea that if I do want to, if I'm away, for example, and this might be something I would consider, and I wanted to be able to check out the house, really potentially interesting if it works. Now, there's the other thing that I think would be easily missed is there's this other feature called Alexa Guard. And Alexa Guard is a solution that works with your smart speakers, and it listens for unexpected sounds and, let's say, glass breaking or something like that, which might indicate a break-in or something like that, or an alarm or something goes off. At that point, you could actually automatically activate through routines this drone to go fly around the house and to investigate. And I think that's actually a really interesting thing. I'm not sure it's practical for a lot of folks, but it might be more practical than putting cameras in every room in the house to try to figure out what might be going on when you're not there.
Right. The drone sells for $250. It will be available in 2021, they say. A lot of words of caution. Most drones crash. And anyone who's ever tried to fly a drone in the home has crashed it. And I have crashed many a drone outside as well. So I'm highly skeptical that this works. I can't wait to try it. I can't wait to find out if it truly can fly around the house without crashing into anything. Other caveats, it's not multiple floors. It's only single floor. So it's not going to go up the steps and to the second story. They wowed me. I couldn't believe what I saw, and I can't wait to try it out. The product that I'm picking for the product that I most want to use is the Echo Show 10, which is the redesigned Echo video display unit this year on a chassis that rotates so that you can put the family in the kitchen, and as each person speaks, the unit will rotate to pick up that person. And you could do your Zoom calls on there and your Skype calls. And so many people have been sent home during COVID to do learning and to take meetings. And I'm thinking of all those students that could have the dedicated Zoom unit on their desk and then have the laptop to take notes and do their work. So for $250, it's a real nice thing to have. It's a little pricey, but a dedicated unit is something we all need because it's just we need to free up our keyboards to do other things. That's my thought.
And I think that's a solid pick. We talk about these idea of smart displays, and these are basically voice activated tablets. And then they're on some sort of stand. And Google and Facebook both have versions that have cameras, which will actually follow you around, but it's still a stationary screen. So it'll only follow you in a certain aperture. I don't know if it's 100 degrees or 110 degrees or something like that, Pam, which is really interesting. And I think they also have this idea of being able to support video chat, for example. And that's, I think, the killer app of these types of tools. I use it. I have the original Amazon Echo Show. I gave one to my parents and my brother, and we use those to connect and to see each other. So I think that's very interesting. And it's a really nice upgrade, as you mentioned, that the ability to rotate and follow you all the way around the room. This is not just good for video chat. It is good for that because you can always stay in frame. You can be doing other things. Really nice, actually. But it's also good potentially for cooking, where you're actually moving from the stovetop to the kitchen, to the sink, to the prep area, and you're trying to keep in view what the recipe instructions are or something like that. So that device really is focused for the kitchen. People have them in other rooms as well. But I think that that's one of the things to think about. The other thing that we haven't talked about, although you and I discussed in the podcast when we recorded last week, was this idea of integrating video chat into the television. And I think that one might actually be the bigger benefit, just from a practical standpoint, being able to all sit in the couch and to look up at a webcam on the TV and then be able to see my parents on the TV as opposed to like a little 10-inch screen.
Well, that's fantastic. The only caveat, again, is that it only works with the Fire TV Cube, which is a esoteric product that most people don't have. It's basically the Fire TV stick without a remote. It's all voice activated. And you plug your webcam into the back of the Fire TV Cube and then get it on the television. So that's just a few steps that a lot of people are not going to want to do. A dedicated unit that you say, Alexa, start my Zoom meeting, that's something that most people will do. Now, let's also look ahead to next Wednesday. Google has their event.
That's right.
The last of the big events until Apple's iPhone event. And Google will have a new display unit. Let's see what they've got in store. Can't wait to review all these products. I'll be doing it, and Brett will be doing it. Brett Kinsella, VoiceBot AI, thank you so much for checking in with us. You can find Brett on Twitter, at VoiceBot, correct?
At VoiceBot AI or at Brett Kinsella.
With one T. I'm at Jefferson Graham. Thanks so much for listening to Talking Tech. I'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.